The water of God. Oh, water is a precious gift of God. Oh, my goodness. It refreshes us, it sustains us, it nourishes us. I've got a bottle up here. It says it's purified water. I don't know how many of these I've drank lately because I'm on an antibiotic and everything just seems to just, and you can't get enough water. It just seems to soak it up. But you know, our bodies are made up mostly of water. Oh, we can go many days in this world without food and survive, but we can only last a very short time without water, with something, substance, to fill us, to replenish us, to rehydrate us. In this passage today from the prophet Jeremiah, water is also a symbol of the refreshing, sustaining nature of God for our lives. The Lord says, I've got a river of life, we say, flowing out of me. It makes the lame to walk and the blind to see. It's that refreshing, that sustaining. Our text today begins with a statement of warning and admonition. Cursed, it says, cursed are those who trust in mere mortals, whose hearts turn away from the Lord. This is not a portrait of God as a mean deity, oh no, who places hexes and curses on people whom God has lovingly created. Oh no, that's not what this is about. It is a statement of outcome, of the consequences of our actions when we deny the reality of life with God, when we deny it, when we don't do something about it. You see, life apart from God is not a viable reality, but a cursed experience of despair and loneliness. You see, the message is originally intended for a time and a people whose lives and livelihood revolved around rain, fertile soil, and successful crops. I'm sure many of y'all can relate to that. Maybe you can as from your childhood, or maybe even today or back generations. They understood the importance of moisture for nourishing and sustaining life. You see, this makes the message even more powerful for you and I today. Verse 6, it says, those who turn away from God shall be like a shrub in the desert. It shall not see when relief comes. They shall live in the parched places of the wilderness, in an uninhibited salt land. You know, any good farmer knows that growing anything in a salt flat is utterly and completely hopeless. The futility and despair of such a metaphor this day is overwhelming and complete. It's something we need to think about. Think about it. How many of you have ever tried to grow something? How many of you have succeeded at it? How much of it was your doing or God's help? Mostly God's help. Sometimes you wonder, how in the world did that thing live? I've done everything I can do, Lord, it's yours, please do. Then sometimes it just seems to flourish and we see that the things are just right. Everything is right. The elements, the atmosphere, the weather, the rain, everything just seems to be correct. And it just flourishes. And then sometimes it's like you go out there and you look at it and you scratch your head. How many times have you ever scratched your head, Mr. Ray, over something? 1,000 times. He does it when he's not looking at something growing. That's his thing. I think that's his thinking mechanism. I don't know. He does that. But you think about it. How many times you said, oh my goodness, it's just not working. I've got to pray about it. I'm thinking about it. You see, this message is not lost on people of the present time either. You and me. It's not lost on us today. For the human need for the sustaining and refreshing power of water has not changed. It's not changed. We all need water. We may use technology today to get water in ways impossible in biblical times, but the need is still the same. The need still remains. There's a need for living water. You see, we need water, but it points to a greater truth today. We desperately need God. In this world that we live in, we desperately need God. God is our living water. God is that living water that comes in the midst of the storm, in the midst of the trials, in the midst of the hurts, in the midst of all the pain. That living water is there. That living water is of God. That's what we need. We desperately need God in our world today. Not only in our world, but in our church, in our community, in our homes, in our families, in our land. We need God. So many times we have lost that which we love. We have lost that which we cling to and hope for because we've put our priorities somewhere else. We've put our hope in someone else. We've put our strength in someone else. We've put our money in someone else. We've given to everything and everybody but the church. We've given of our time and our talents, our resources to other things. So when we come to church, we're empty. We're depleted. And we sit here and we come for a 1 hour on Sunday morning, most of us, not everybody. Some of you are here for two or three. But we come usually for that 1 hour and we're hoping for a miracle to happen. And sometimes it's not just one hour a week. Sometimes it might even be just 1 hour a month. Because maybe it's the first time you've been in church in a while. Maybe it's the first time you got back in a while. Maybe it's something you haven't thought about. But you need to think about, what are you doing to nourish and sustain and fulfill that need, that hole in your life? Many years ago when I was in seminary, a friend of mine told me this story about his father. And he just told me different things. They're from Texas. He said, my father was born and raised in a little place in West Texas, a little town of Graham in Young County. Cattle ranchers and farmers knew the value of water then, and they know the value of water now. He said, my dad learned to swim in a cattle tank. It's an earthen pond that gathered rainwater and sometimes groundwater from a spring or a well. So my father was also baptized in that same place where he swam. The same rain that fed that pond also nourished the soil that provided grass for the cattle, the green pastures for them to graze upon, also not only the cattle but the horses so they could graze and grow strong. You see, the symbolism of our need for water and our need for God is as constant and relevant today as it was in the time of Jeremiah. We need water to sustain our life. We need water to sustain the things of life around us. We need God to sustain who we are in this dry and thirsty land. 7 and 8 verses say, blessed are those who trust in the Lord. They shall be like a tree planted by the water, sending out its roots by the stream. It shall not fear when the heat comes in the year of the drought. It shall not be anxious because it does not cease to bear fruit. Even in the dry times, even in the times that you feel parched from the world around you, when you feel that you can't do one more thing, when you're tired and wore out, God says, don't be anxious in the drought because your roots are deep in what they need to be deep in. You are grounded in the things around you. You've got living water coming in those roots. So guess what? In times of drought, don't be anxious because you're not going to cease from bearing fruit. You're going to be fruitful. You're going to be fruitful. You're going to be able to share what God has given you with someone else. You see, you and I are known by the fruit that we bear, and the faith, or the lack thereof, that is written upon our heart. That God knows whether or not we are a part of the kingdom. See, God knows. God knows if we are truly a part of what He has called us to be and do. If we drink in that precious water of God, that is, we live in God's Spirit and are strengthened by wrestling with God's Word. We grow healthy and strong as God's people. When was the last time you wrestled with God's Word? Think about it. When was the last time you picked up your Bible and you read something and it made you think? It made you struggle. that you wrestled with what you were dealing with, that you were wrestling with a situation, a circumstance, something that was happening in your life, something that you needed to pray about, something that you needed to give to God. When was the last time you did that? Are you one of those who can truthfully say that I've probably not opened my Bible since last Sunday? Or I might didn't even open it then. I just listened to what the preacher said or Lisa said last week, because, you know, she had the scripture and she read it to us. We didn't have to read it. My Sunday school teacher reads the scripture. I can look at it in the book, or somebody in there looks at it, but, you know, I don't have to read it. It's printed in my courtly, my lesson. I don't have to pick up my Bible and find it. When was the last time you looked at it? When was the last time you picked it up? When was the last time you read it and you struggled with it? Or have you been struggling with something that perplexes you, that hurts you, that you're trying to figure out what's going on? If you've not struggled with God's Word, if you've not struggled with a situation in your life, I think you're in the minority today. Because every day gives us something to think about. This morning, on the back of the insert that's green, there's a lot of little clip art. And it was put there on purpose. It was not just randomly picked. And one got left out. Just like Mr. Earl's name got left off the back of the bulletin. He was an usher. One got left out. When was the last time you gave your testimony? Or have you thought about what your testimony is and what it would be? When was the last time you shared your faith with someone, that you've listened to them and they talked to you? Just one-on-one, sitting down and sharing. When was the last time that you told of God's salvation? When you told the world, you tell it. You're so happy, you're excited about being in this place. When was the last time that you truly gave? Giving is a part of being a part of this church, this community, everything. Not only your tithes and offerings, but guess what? Your time and your talents. The time of giving. When was the last time you gave to the church? When was the last time you thought about doing something for someone else? When was the last time that you thought about sharing and giving? How many of you do know that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life? How many of you really believe that He cares for you? When was the last time, and the praying hands are the one that got left off, when was the last time you prayed for someone besides yourself, or some situation besides one in your family? When was the last time you prayed for your neighbor? When was the last time you prayed for the situation of our world, our country? When was the last time you thought about something other than your own family and friends? You know, sometimes we get so looking inward that we're not a whole lot of good. We look in. We look in these walls, in these pews that we sit on. We look in the rooms around us, in our home, in our family. We think about them, and yes, it's good to think about those things, don't get me wrong, but when was the last time you made a sacrifice to do something for someone that wasn't any kin to you, that you didn't know, that you hadn't seen? That you thought about doing something for somebody else. When was the last time you prayed for that person? You don't know their name. God knows who they are. I see a lot of things you all do. I hear a lot of things you all do. I know that sometimes you're out and about and you say, gosh, someone just paid my way. in front of me. They paid for my meal. Thank you. I needed that money for something else. Or I'm going to pay it forward. I'm going to do something for someone else because it put an idea there. When was the last time you paid for somebody's something in a line, in groceries or whatever? Sometimes you do it, I hear it. You know, you can be in line at the grocery store and someone in front of you doesn't have enough money to pay for what they've got. Or they've got one or two items they're picking and choosing. And you say, I'll take care of it. Go ahead, take it all. I'll take care of it. Have you ever done that? Have you ever done something just to be doing it and you didn't want a whole lot of praise for it? You just said, I'm going to help somebody. I'm going to give this to someone. That's what the river of life, that's what the water of God is all about. Does it flow in and through you? Does it flow out of you? Do people have any clue that you're a Christian? You see, if we drink the precious water of God, we live in God's Spirit and are strengthened by God's words every day, and we wrestle with them. And we grow healthy and we grow strong as God's children. We are His people. We're His children. We're in this thing together. We're a family. You see, no storms of life can rip away such deep roots because they go deep. They go deep. And it's not only tradition and things like that. It's things that you remember. Things that you remember. Mr. Earl said this morning, we were talking, he and Miss Anita come every Sunday morning about 9:30. And they fold your bulletins and stuff them. And they stand right over there at the pianos before it's open, and that's where they do it, and they talk. And I left Earl's name off the back this morning when I moved my stuff on the computer and I clicked it from last week to up there. Somehow Jonathan stayed and Earl went away. And Earl said, am I an usher this morning? I said, yes, you are. Yes, you. I said, I'm sorry, I forgot you. I left you off. It was not done intentionally. It was just done by one of them things. But we were talking, he said, you know something? I've been an usher in this church on and off for over 65 years. You think about that. He said, well, I started doing this as a young boy. He said, it might even be longer than that. Might even be 65 to 70 years. That's something that he remembers from this place as a child, as a young boy growing up here. Yes, his life took him away from here at different times when he served in the military and he went around. But when he came back, he said, you know, you're still doing things. You're still doing it. That's just one thing of serving and doing, but he does so much more. You all do so much, but what have you done for someone else lately? He says, I've got a river of life flowing out of me. It makes the lame to walk and the blind to see. It sets the captives free. This morning, as we leave this place, I want you to do something for me today and this week. I want you to do a good deed, an act of kindness, just because. I don't want you to ponder over it. I don't want you to hurt yourself. I don't want you to let it just bother, but I want you to think about once in a while, just all of a sudden there's an opportunity that's going to present itself and how you handle it and what it's going to make you feel like and what it's going to, and God will know. You don't have to tell me about it, but you can. I'd be glad to hear it. But I want you to do something to share your life and your faith and your journey with someone else. I'm going to be honest with you all this morning. I've had a very hard year. Not a day, not a month, but a year. And it's nothing that you all have done. It's nothing that anyone has done. It's me and what God is doing in my life and what He's calling me to do and what He's questioning me to do. And if I'm where I need to be, I've had to make a lot of decisions. I've had to do a lot of praying. And sometimes it's hard. Sometimes it's been longer than that. We all have trials and tribulations. We have things that hit us. We have things that knock us off our feet. We have stuff that comes our way. But I'm talking about my walk with God, my everyday doing. I'm not always a nice person. You can ask my mama. She can attest to that. Sometimes I get upset over just a little thing and I can have a fit. You've never probably seen that, and I hope you ever do. I get frustrated sometimes easier than I should. And I noticed that was happening more. And that's when you allow little things to hurt you and to hinder what God is doing in your life. When you allow things of the world to come in and not lean on God. This morning I want us to start praying for each other a little bit more. I want us to start praying to see what God is doing in our lives. What is He doing in your life? What is He doing in my life? I want you to pray about your salvation. I want you to pray about the salvation of someone else. I don't care if you've been, like Mr. Earl has been here since day one. Mr. Earl's a good man. Not only can Mr. Earl say that I've been an usher for 65 or 70 years on and off, he can also say, I'm a Christian. And I know that. He don't have to tell me that. I know that. By the way he lives his life. By the people he comes in contact with. But he, like everybody else, he has things that happen in his life. He has struggles. But we give them to God. There's some of you in here that do so much for this place. You're always doing. You're always giving. You're always serving. But there's some of you that don't do anything. You know who you are. There's some of you that don't pray for anyone. You know who you are. There's some of us that try hard to pray, and you know what? We fail miserably when we're trying because we're human and we make mistakes and we fall. But we have to remember that God is a loving and forgiving God, that God is there not to punish us, not to banish us, not to tell us we're not worthy, but He's there to say, welcome home. Come on in. You're welcome in my house anytime. Sit down. Let's have a cup of coffee. Let's read. Let's enjoy. Let's sing God's praises. Let's be a part of what's happening in this place. Let us want to be here, not wanting to be here. I want you to be here. And when you're here, I want you to be here. Not just filling up a place on a pew. I want you to truly be here. I want you to serve Him. I want you to listen. I want you to pray. I want you to sing. And somebody says, oh, you don't want me to sing. I said, yeah, I want you to sing. I want you to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. I want you to try it. I want you to be here and serve God in all that you do. Not just a little bit. I want you to enjoy being here. I want you, when I look out at you on Sunday morning, I want to see you smiling. I don't want you to look like you've just lost your best friend. I want the people that come to visit to say, hey, they're some nice people. I can feel the Spirit there. I see things happening instead of, man, them some sad-looking people. You know, we've got to get happy about serving God. We've got to get happy about being in His house. We've got to get happy about what we are doing. And to know that we all of us struggle from time to time. It's not... Oh, just as someone said, oh, it would just be like the most wonderful thing in the world. I said, obviously, you've never been in ministry because it's hard, but it's the most rewarding thing you'll ever do, too. And you know what? You're all ministers, each and every one of you. We're in this thing together. As God's children, as people He calls us all to be in ministry with Him. That's what we do. We go about doing this. And I need you all. I can't do this by myself. I need you to help me. We're all in this together. We've got to start helping each other a little more. We've got to start doing. We've got to be a little concerned about who's not here this morning. Who should be here? Who hasn't been here? Think about it. How about calling them? How about sending them a card? How about saying, hey, I missed you. Hope everything's okay. Can I do anything for you? You know, we need to take time. We need to take time to just be who God has called us all to be, and that is His children. This morning, as we stand to sing our closing hymn, it's a faith we sing. It's in the black book. It's on page 2208. And I want you to guide my feet while I run this race. We're asking God to help us, to Lord, to be there. Help me in this. God, hold my hand. Stand by me. I'm your child. Search my heart, but guide my feet, Lord, while I run this race. This race is the race of life, the journey that we're on together as His children. We come together to serve Him, to love Him, to care. But we've got to have each other to do it. We need Him there, and we need each other. Stand as we sing this morning, Guide My Feet, 2208.